Morning, everybody. It's your boy, Richie Rock, and you're tuned in with Rants with Richie Rock. Today, we're going to talk about a well-known game called Minecraft. Yeah, you heard it. Minecraft. This game came out in 2009 and is still relevant to this day, 2020. People are still building and having a ball on Minecraft. Now, when it first came out, everyone thought it was just a child's game where you get to build blocks, cut down trees, build houses, run from exploding creepers and skeleton throwing bones at you. But no, this game is more than that. You can do whatever you can think of in this game. You can build whatever you want in this game. You can have fun. What I like to do with when I take my children and play with them is we like to go mining for diamonds. We put on a mode where you can't fly and you can't you have to survive basically. It's like a survival mode where you it's just you walking around with a pickaxe and a sword and whatever else you can create. And we like to dig down in caves and search for diamonds. And what you do with what you find the diamonds, you can also find gold and silver and other materials that we use today. But what you do with these materials is you can forge them into a diamond sword or even a diamond pickaxe and other utensils like diamond shovels and stuff like that. But yeah, that's not the gist of the game, though. The gist of the game is whatever you want it to be. There's actually people who create these mini games within the game. And it's the reason why it can stand the test of time. You know, other games, they get boring, you know, they get left on a shelf and you never play them again. But for some reason, Minecraft stands the test of time, and you can play it all day long and just get lost in time playing Minecraft. And there's different skins you can be, you know, there's 1,000 different skins you can be. You can play online with friends. You guys can build castles, build a whole world if you like. You can even start from scratch and have a flat land with nothing on it, and you could build everything from trees to water to grass, to flowers, buildings. It's a great game to play. If you like art, being an architect, it's a great game to if you're inspired by architects, building buildings and stuff like that. I actually like building things. Sometimes I'll go on YouTube and watch a tutorial, and I would learn how to build an official house. Like, it really looks like a house, brick and everything. It's amazing. But other people, you know, they like to build mini games and you know, play mini games and stuff like that. It's a great game to play. And the best thing about Minecraft is if it's made for all ages. You can start playing Minecraft at the age of 3. The moment you can handle a controller, Minecraft would be the game for you. Plus, you know, there's no gore, there's no blood, there's no, there's fighting, but you're just hacking a sword at a creeper or a skeleton that's, you know, trying to eat you. But, yeah, it's a great game to play if you want your kids to stay away from, you know, the guns and the violence of today's video games. Minecraft will be the way to go. You know, but I also enjoy Minecraft because sometimes I just like to explore things and like it's a huge world layout. You know, there's forests on one side, there's a jungle on the other, there's a desert on another side, and then there's a snow type land on right next to the desert. So it's like you can walk in the snow right to the hot desert. It's pretty cool how they have the layout. And like I said, Minecraft, you can find thousands of things to do with as many friends as you like online. That's the best part about Minecraft is Your ideas can blend with your friends' ideas, and you guys can build something monumental. I've actually seen on YouTube videos people building huge, huge skyscrapers or nice, beautiful portraits. I'm talking, you would think Picasso himself did these portraits. People are so talented nowadays, and Minecraft gave them the brush they needed to paint on their canvas. So for when we were rating Minecraft, I want to rate, you know, I always got Madden in 2K, NBA 2K. I always got them two tied for first. And I remember saying, secondly, I want to put Grand Theft Auto right in number two spot. Now in that number three spot, we know that we have my Red Dead Redemption 2, one of my favorite games in the world. And then I'm going to say number four would have to be Minecraft. In today's age, it has to be, Minecraft has to be in your top 10 because it's just an unlimited game. You can be a grown man like I am and still enjoy playing it. You know, and of course, when you look at it at first glance, you go, oh, this is a kid's game. There's blocks and this, that. But once you get into it, you'll understand firsthand why everyone loves Minecraft. So Minecraft slides right into that number four slot of my top 10 favorite games. Tune in more to see who else fills the remaining six slots of my top 10 favorite games. You tuned in with Richie Rock, and I'm out.